Without the thousands of volunteers who give tirelessly of their time and energy for causes they believe in this province, it'd be a much bleaker place. And it is Volunteer Week. It's a week set aside to celebrate volunteers as they celebrate the value they bring to their communities. Penelope Rowe is the CEO of the Community Sector Council in this province, and she joins the show. Good morning, Ms. Rowe.
Good morning, Jerry Lynn, and thanks so much for having me.
Well, the value of one, the power of many. Why is that such a fitting theme for Volunteer Week 2021?
It really does just speak so particularly well to volunteering. You can do things on your own, and you can do things with other people. But when you add it all up, the extraordinary value and the extraordinary power that volunteers have and that volunteers bring to changing society and making things better for everybody, it's just such a wonderful theme.
It's true. And I mean, in the middle of a pandemic, are volunteers more important than ever?
Well, we certainly have seen, I think, a significant change this year, of course, in the way in which volunteers are able to engage. It's much tougher for them to do things face-to-face in groups, but we've seen so many people step up to do things like delivering meals and to checking on their neighbors, making sure that people are well and safe. So I think we've learned a whole lot of new ways of doing things, which build on all the extraordinary work that volunteers have done in the past. And I know that, you know, some groups are finding it challenging. Like, there's this wonderful group that I was told about yesterday called the Random Age-Friendly Community Board, which 7 years ago set up a transportation system for seniors. They've put in 68,000 volunteer hours, driven 98,000 kilometers, and provided 16,000 rides for seniors. Well, obviously, this year during COVID, they've been very challenged in continuing to do that kind of volunteer work. So they've had to figure out how to do things differently. But I'm hoping that soon, when we all get vaccinated, some of these wonderful programs will be alive again.
And it's just amazing when you quantify the hours and the miles. But is it difficult to place an economic value on volunteers in our communities?
It is very difficult. People try to do that work to put a dollar value on it. But, you know, I think probably focusing on the dollar value maybe undermines the really significant value of volunteer work. I mean, we know that about half of our population, 15 years of age and over, make some volunteer contribution each year to their communities. And I don't think they think about what is the dollar value of this. What we do know is that that volunteer effort is what absolutely drives what we call the community sector. It distinguishes the community sector from the private sector and from government, because everything that we do in our organizations, the thousands of organizations across the province, are all driven and led by volunteers. In addition to the kind of work that individual volunteers do, for instance, to raise money. A young girl up in the Labrador Straits area who started at the age of five after she'd had a round at Ronald McDonald House, has been working with people up there now. And over the last several years, collectively, they've raised $20,000 for the Red Shoe crew.
Wow.
So all of these efforts, when you add them up, it is the economic value, the money they raise, but there's no way to quantify the real value that volunteers bring. And if you think just back over the last 3 or 4 years, the way in which people have really started movements to take on systemic anti-racism, for example, the advocacy role that volunteers play changes our world.
It's so true.
You know, so it's not just about, you know, what we do every day, whether it's running a food bank or delivering food. It's about how people step up individually and collectively to bring about social change, to bring about social justice. And what I love about Newfoundland and Labrador is that we have such strong commitment and engagement with our provincial government. So, for example, today we are doing, the Community Sector Council and our Volunteer Week Committee are doing a Facebook Live show in lieu of being able to do anything in person, where we have a message from the Premier and a message from our honorary patron, our Lieutenant Governor, who've recorded these messages so that we can do something to celebrate Volunteer Week. And we'll have your own Greg Smith bringing a message. Greg was a former honorary chair of Volunteer Week, and we'll have Loidetta Quaco, who runs Sharing Our Cultures, will be bringing a message. So it's our way of trying to substitute, if you will, for being able to do receptions and thank yous around the province in person this year.
And Ms. Rowe, you're also looking for people to submit their volunteer impact story by nominating a volunteer champion. Tell our listeners about that.
Absolutely. If you go on to the Community Sector Council website, that's communitysector.nl.ca, you can nominate a volunteer or a group, an organization, as champions. And we're showcasing these champions on our Facebook. And you'll notice that organizations all across the province are stepping up and doing this on their own Facebook pages, and huge number of tweets going around with people giving compliments to people who volunteer. So it's all around social media this year to make sure that we keep this buzz going and encouraging people who perhaps don't volunteer to get more involved in organizations and in their communities.
And Ms. Rowe, what time does the Facebook ceremony kick off today?
It's at noon. And again, on Facebook.com, Volunteer Week NL Live. And it will be a short 10-15 minute recognition of our volunteers, and it would be super if people would like to tune in and watch. And by the way, it's interesting that we have to do Volunteer Week in this way this year. This is the 45th annual Volunteer Week in this province. So it's a kind of year to celebrate our volunteers and to look backwards and to see all of the ways in which we've done this over the course of the year. One of the particular things we really love this year, we have on our website and in our newsletter a wonderful booklet which profiles and showcases volunteer organizations and volunteers in the Labrador Straits region. And so it's just a fabulous booklet that's been put together by CSC's regional facilitator in the area with a number of organizations. But it's just so wonderful to be able to look at a particular region of the province and just see how much is being done and driven by volunteers. So this was a new effort this year, marking our 45th anniversary. So we're very pleased with that document, and it just highlights so well how volunteers are so fundamental to building communities, driving communities, and making communities a better place for people to live.
Yeah, where would we be without the time and talent of volunteers? Penelope Rowe, CEO of the Community Sector Council of Newfoundland and Labrador, thank you so much for checking in with the VOCM Morning Show.
And happy Volunteer Week to everybody.